Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show is broadcasting from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. A lot went into last night's 61st home run by Aaron Judge. All rise. Here's the Yankees Radio Network with the call.
There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge. All rise.
There you go. There's a lot that goes into it. Okay, so first thing is the guy in the outfield who dropped a ball that could have been worth $1 million, right? Could have been worth $2 million. Who knows? Like, you hold out for it, right? I, by the way, loved Albert Pujols. Like, the souvenirs for the fans. I'm good. I mean, whatever. I don't understand. I've never caught a home run ball. I never caught a foul ball at a baseball game. Never caught a home run ball. I've had baseballs thrown to me. Randy Myers of the Mets at Dodger Stadium threw me a ball. Sammy Sosa threw me a baseball. This is back in 2000. Like, these things happened, but I never caught a ball. So I can't tell you exactly what I would do, but I do think, like, this whole, if guy hits a historic home run ball, I do think if you catch it, you're entitled to it. But I also don't think it's like a leverage, you know, some massive payout. Guy wants to give you some tickets and a bat. Great. Great. It's really his ball, his accomplishment. I don't know how you guys feel. But that guy blew the catch. That's a huge discussion. Now, first thing, Ramos, you go to how many Dodger games can you go to a year? Do you ever get you
how many can I go to? How many do I go to? I go to all of them if you give me tickets.
and he's left-handed.
Right. But probably I would
How many games have you gone to this year?
10?
Say 10. It's okay. We're not going to let go. No, John, you went to 13 and you lied.
You're wrong.
I just didn't understand the question. I thought you said how many would you want to go to, but it was how many did you go to? It was a question.
Do you guys want to bring it back and we can ask it again?
No.
I thought I asked how many games you gone to this year, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
This and the questions don't get harder as we go. It's not like it. okay, so you've gone to, let's just say, 10 games. And you go a lot, mostly with your kids, right? Especially your son's a big baseball player, your daughter's a softball player.
Yes.
Do you bring a mitt?
Yes. I don't bring a mitt anymore. Lucas brings a mitt to the game.
Wait, did he just give two different answers? He just did the Aaron Rodgers to us. Do you bring a mitt? Yes. I don't bring a mitt to the game. Lucas brings a mitt to the game. Do you bring a, you have you brought in the 10 games you've gone to?
No.
Have you brought your own baseball mitt to any of the games?
No, I have not.
Okay. Okay. Byer, have you been any? I haven't been in any games this year, so this is not
me
like
either.
Me neither. When you go, do you bring a mitt?
No.
Okay. When you take your son, when your son becomes baseball game viewing age, will you bring a mitt?
Well, to John's point of his son's mitt, like I would want maybe a player to autograph my son's glove, but not to try to catch any foul ball or anything.
Why? Why is this a machismo thing? Like, one, when you have a little kid sitting next to you, you want a mitt so you can, you know, knock it down.
Sure. Yeah, I just. I mean, the glove that I have is so not broken in anyway. It needs the
needs the oil.
Yeah,
the oil,
needs
put
the
it under
oil,
the mattress.
The old softball wrap.
You gonna put it under the mattress?
Yeah.
Are we gonna do?
Yes. But it's solid. Too much to carry. Heck, if I got to deal with a 5-year-old kid running around, I'm not gonna worry about what my Rawlings is doing. You know, I'm gonna have to deal with what he's got going on.
Jay Stu, you go to a lot of Dodger games. I know because when I asked Dave Weiss for tickets, he always says, tell Jason Stewart to stop asking me for Dodger tickets.
True.
I'm trying to go to Jack Johnson at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend. and every time I text him, hey, man, do you have any? And he's like, tell Jason Stewart, I don't have any Dodger tickets. Anyway, you go to in a best guess, how many Dodger games you go to?
15.
Okay. Do you ever bring a mitt?
Never bring a mitt, and I have some context here.
Okay.
Once I started playing like pretty competitive ball in high school, it became a thing. Like on our team or any kind of like travel team I played on, like if you bring a glove to a baseball game, then you're a wuss because you play high level baseball, so you should be able to catch without a glove. So I think that stigma has lasted throughout my adult years. So if I see you bring a glove to the game, I think it's cool, but I think a little less of you. It's not like a deal breaker. You could probably be a great guy, but I think a little less of you.
Wow. I personally think there's something cool about a father and a son bringing their mitts to a baseball game. Now, there's some prerequisites, I guess. There's some things that have to happen, or like you have to sit in an area where you might get a baseball.
Yes.
Right? Like
that's rule number one.
Right? If you're like third deck up in the corner, so high the concession man, like, what the hell do you need your mitt for? Right? If you're down the line, you know, or if you're in the outfield where you might catch a ball, like, bring a mitt. I don't understand the, I gotta catch you with my hands. Like, if you're in one of those areas where it comes out like a rocket launcher, and I know they've extended the netting, but you know that everybody knows that area where a lefty will spray it to left field, right, to that down the third baseline, right? There's that one area where once a game there'll just be a rocket off the bat, and then a righty over on the first base line side, there's that one spot. Like, I don't think there's anything sissified about bringing a mitt, But if you do bring a mitt and you sit in the outfield and that ball hits the mitt like it did last night, you got to catch the ball. That's one of those, like, you know, I don't want to do this, but we're going to have to escort you out of the stadium. You brought a mitt to a baseball game. You had a chance to hit a historic home run ball. The ball hits your mitt, and then you drop. You're like, dang it. Like, no, dang it. Sorry, bud. You have to leave this section. Sorry, that's the... Yes, John Ramos.
I do want to chime in when John's done.
Okay. We were just looking at the video. I never thought he caught the ball. I always thought, when I saw it happen, I thought he just was below him. He stuck his glove down, and the ball hit below his glove.
He kind of laid it. I mean, but listen, you can't Roger Dorn that sucker. You got to go lay out. Even if you go into...
Fall,
even
if, Doug. He's going to fall over the thing.
Okay, worth it. Totally worth it. How much better is the story?
Oh, man. Doug.
How much better is the story? Honey, that's the guy. That's the guy. What guy? That's the guy that dove for the home run ball, caught it, hung on to it, fell 20 feet to his death, but he still had the ball. Like, let's take what's important, right? And he had part of his beer in his other hand. That's amazing. That's a Canadian hero right there. Right? They're going to name one of the new provinces after him, I think.
I felt so bad for him. It's just like I feel bad for the person who's behind the guy in line who wins Powerball.
Yes.
Because you are so close. You're at the right spot at the right time, and it just doesn't happen. Like, I was hoping I would see a story, and maybe I missed it, but where the Yankees or Blue Jays at least gave him something. Like, hey, here's a neat story. It came so close. Here's an autographed baseball from Aaron Judge. But to be that close in this, to know what could have been, I mean, yeah, I really felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, the more we look at it, the more I think he dorned it. I think he stabbed at it and missed it. And that's just not being coordinated enough, right? It's a catchable ball that he probably didn't touch, but it's not because it wasn't catchable, because he stabbed at it incorrectly.
But it was a rope.
It was a rope. Yeah, you know what remind me of? Jason and I talked about this earlier today. It remind you at all of McGuire's 62nd home run?
Yeah.
Right? And for people who don't remember, like, okay, so I'm not, this isn't a show that we do a ton of baseball, okay? But I love baseball. And I was in college. I don't know how many of you guys were in college at the time, but literally everybody was watching the home run chase. And I don't know about you guys, but we all knew they were juicing. We're like, dude. Athletes especially know, like, come on. But we still watched and was still awesome. And I remember sitting on my couch at our house, which is, we called it the Palace, right? And McGuire hit one that was just like that. It was like a rope. It was like a top of the home top of the fence stinger. But it was maybe at most got 15 feet off the ground. And that's what Aaron Judge's 61st was like. That sucker, it never got more than 20 feet off the ground. It was an absolute rope. It looked like it was the normal height of a ball that goes over the first third baseman's head. And then it just kept going because of sheer power. Yes.
Yes, it was a rope. But wouldn't the next home run be the one you want to catch?
And I think you don't really have a choice. You catch whatever ball you
want. Well, no, but I mean, if we're
62nd?
Well, are we saying this because it's about money? What are we talking about? Are we saying just because you have the ball, hit 60?
Great question. It's a great question. Which is more valuable? Go ahead, Dan.
This is the guy who doesn't want to win the $40 million Powerball. He wants to win the $600 million Powerball. Like, I'm not going to buy. Well, who wants $80 million? I'm only going to do this when it's $500 million because, listen, I could burn. That's what that is right there.
Yeah, sheer arrogance from Ramos. But, I mean, when you collect home run balls. Well, you may bend your glove or you may not bend your glove. I still don't have actually clarity on that one. You might go to 10 games. He's left-handed. Left-handed as well.
My ROI on my $2 on the $40 million Powerball, just not really worth it to me. I'm going to need about $800 million.
By the way, this is Roger Maris Jr. I didn't know, honestly, there was a Roger Maris Jr. until this year when Roger Maris Jr. has been spotting up there. Here's Roger Maris Jr. About the true home run champ.
I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way, and, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who,
you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs, and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62, and I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Here's Roger Maris Jr. on why it's important to recognize him as the clean champ.
You mentioned how Aaron Judge is a clean player. How important is it to you that a clean player, no, without any steroid connections, gets to 62?
Well, it means a lot to me, and you know, I even put a tweet out like 2 years ago that said if Aaron Judge actually were to hit 62 home runs, how would he be celebrated? I said the million-dollar question is, will he be celebrated as a single-season home run champ, and will he get all the fanfare that he deserves? So here we are. He's heading to 62. He's going to be in New York, and he should be revered and celebrated just like the single-season home run champ, not just like he's the American League home run champ. He should be celebrated. So,
I mean, again, this is my feelings are the same as Roger Maris Jr., and I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, I think, Jason, you put it on baseball. Hey, this is a baseball thing. I think it's on all of us. I mean, I really do. And there's a lot of arguments which are bad arguments, okay? I'm going to give you the first bad argument. First bad argument is guys have always been taking drugs in baseball, like greenies, right, to keep the, you know, uppers, whatever. That's fine, okay? But there is no data that tells you there has been performance enhanced for all-time or single-season home run records based upon the use of greenies, right? There's a direct correlation. Look at every guy, literally every guy who has passed Roger Maris in single season. Every single one before Aaron Judge has been linked to steroids. Okay, so please don't do the they've had greenies in baseball for a long time. That's just a dumb argument. And oh yeah, by the way, the second they started testing for steroids in baseball, there hasn't been anybody to get past 61 since they started. So before when they weren't testing, it was the steroid era, there's this group of guys. Before there was none, after there's been none, except for Aaron Judge. I mean, it doesn't take a dummy. You don't have to be, it doesn't take some genius to point out the very, very obvious rise in home runs. Okay, we can talk about baseball. Sometimes the baseball's flown out of the yard, like a couple years ago. Sometimes it's been dead. All of those things. The only thing that we can draw to is there's one era in baseball that suddenly produced all these home run hitters. All of them have been linked to steroids, and those are the guys that passed Roger Maris. So there's no real argument there to be made about greenies. It's also, please don't do the argument of it wasn't illegal. It was absolutely illegal. It wasn't tested for. Okay, wasn't tested for. This is, are you speeding? If it says 65, you're going 90 miles an hour, but there's no cop there, right? And it's on your honor or whatever. Of course you're speeding. It's like golf, right? Like you got to call your own fouls, if you will, in golf. So those arguments don't make sense. None. And also don't give me Barry Bonds would never tested positive for using steroids. Like, look, he has not denied that he used steroids. By the way, there is no denying that he used steroids. Roger Clemens, obviously, but there's Mark McGwire, of course, came out later and said he used steroids. They all used. I mean, come on, dude. We're not dumb. Like, let's not do dumb arguments. If you want the argument to be they used steroids, they didn't test for it, so what? They're the home run king. Fine. Just don't do the arguments of, well, I don't know if he used steroids. We all do. Right? It was ball code. It's a gigantic investigation. They were giving guys steroids. His own personal trainer, who was a Jew, said, who didn't really have a background in training athletes, that guy went to jail, so he didn't have to say anything for Barry Bonds, right? Went to jail for contempt of court. So as long as you don't insult my intelligence and say that there's no proof they were on steroids or that they used greenies before or that they weren't illegal. If those are your arguments, you're insulting my intelligence and you're making yourself look unintelligent or you're just lying. Now, if your argument is, hey, I don't care, it's steroids, that's a different argument. Okay, Dan Beyer, what do you think?
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
Dan's doing some work here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought Dan was offended by the fact that I said you're insulting my intelligence.
Okay.
My bad.
I agree with all that. I think that the one road that you and I diverge on, I think, is that I think you give the media more of a pass than I did. You give baseball more of a pass than I do. But yes, and because of what you just said, and even Barry Bonds last week, somebody ran into him and asked him about this. And even Barry Bonds, with those quotes, was like, hey, the record's still up there. It's still in the books. And until they're not in the books, it's my record, right? It's like he's basically saying to everybody, yeah, you know I juiced, but they're still in the record books. Don't have a problem with me. Have a problem with baseball. So there's something there too, right? I mean, why is that record still in the record books? And why aren't we celebrating this Aaron Judge thing more? It's all compelling stuff.
It's interesting, Doug, because was it 2 weeks ago you brought up the point on the air that, you know, no one's talking about this, but all of a sudden it gets to today and where it's at now, and now everybody's talking about it. But it's not about whether or not he hits, you know, 62 home runs. It's about back to the steroid thing. Like, is it real? Is it the real home run? That's what everybody's talking about, not about the fact that he, you know, Aaron Judge is actually hitting the home runs, but the story behind the actual home run. Is it the true home run king? Is it not? And that's what's interesting to me, that it's not really about him. It's about the record itself.
Well, what I think you're getting at is the reality is that it's not a victimless crime. I think that's what people want you to believe. Hey, who cares? It's baseball. Why do you care? You watch baseball more when guys hit home runs out of the yard. Like, yes and no, because what we were watching was fake. We were watching was chemically enhanced. So when we see the real thing, like Aaron Judge, we don't appreciate it nearly as much. It wasn't victimless crime. There are hundreds of guys that never made it to the bigs, or their careers were shortened, or they couldn't break through because older players were playing longer because they were using steroids. There are records that still stand. There are Cy Young awards that have been won. All of these things because of performance enhancers, and they have dramatically changed the way we view players' greatness statistically and players' greatness in terms of longevity, because what they were doing was phony. It was chemical enhancement. And I continue to challenge anybody, tell me somewhere in modern sports where people got caught cheating, or just in modern business, you get caught cheating and like, that's okay. You know what? You got us. It doesn't work that way. Or at least it shouldn't work that way. It does in baseball.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Let's talk some football with a guy who knows way more about it than we do. Right? I mean, Dante Whitner's 3-time Pro Bowl defensive back with the Bills, with the Niners. He's an analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area. He always gives us some nuggets. So you're like, wow, I didn't know that. Dante, thanks so much for taking some time. Let's start with the Niners, team you cover. You watch every game. You've been to practices. You know this thing like the back of your hand. This is Brent Jones, of course, former tight end of the Niners on the San Francisco radio stations. This is what he said about Jimmy G so far.
I want to see Jimmy grabbing a couple receivers and talking to him. I want to see him going over and patting his lineman on the shoulder and say, hey, guys, I need some time. I want him talking to a coach. I want to see some emotion. I want to see some quarterbacking. But they always just show him sitting there, you know, looking stoic, posing. I want my quarterback all in. And I'm not saying he's not, but it sure comes across like, too bad. You know, I had to take a pay cut this year.
Do you see that, Dante?
No, I don't see that. What I see is a guy that lacks spring training. He wasn't with the team during OTAs. He wasn't with the team during training camp. And when you go into a game and you're not coming off the bench as a backup, the team doesn't really have a chance to scout you or game plan you, make you play to your weaknesses. And the Denver Broncos did that. I think that the lack of preseason reps, snaps, training camp preparation really caught up with Jimmy Garoppolo in the 49ers offense last week. And I say that because I played for two defensive coaches that really implemented that defensive system in Denver. And that was Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell. And even though they're not there anymore, they're still doing a lot of things that they were taught. For example, the secondary, they did a really good job of disguising. A lot of times they fooled me. They held the disguise so long, Jimmy didn't have opportunity to go through his 1, 2, 3, 4 reads. And it takes time and it takes repetition to be able to see those things, trust your receivers, trust yourself, get the ball out. And as far as him not getting in people's face, Jimmy hasn't been that type of leader the entire time. Even when he took the team to the Super Bowl, 2 NFC championships, he never got into guys' face. He's just a happy-go-lucky type of guy. And I know for a fact that this week you're going to have a better performance from Jimmy Garoppolo.
He was caught on film, and most lip readers say, like, your plays suck, right? Now, in fairness, I haven't heard anybody say this, but it could be your play. You can be some guys mutter to themselves. I don't know. Most people believe he's talking about Shanahan and the plays that he called. What did you see when you see Jimmy seething and you got everybody lip reading police saying what he said?
Well, I'm not a professional lip reader, and unless you were having that conversation with Jimmy Garoppolo, you really don't know what he said. But when I look at the play calling from the 49ers, it's suffering right now because they don't have efficient running. The offensive line is suffering. I think four out of the five guys, excluding Trent Williams, gave up TFLs. They all gave up a sack. They all had illegal procedures, holding. Until you get the offensive line taken care of, and we all know that Kyle Shanahan's offense is predicated on running the football with maximum efficiency, sometimes 40, 45 times a game. And when you can run the ball that way, it gets a lot of easy throws with the RPO game, the play action, inside routes that really they fit Jimmy's skill set well. So I don't know. Maybe he did say it. Maybe he didn't. I do think they need to do something when it comes to the receivers and the way that teams are playing them. Teams are playing them outside leverage, one free guy in the middle, a lot of man coverage, and they're running routes into the help. I think that you need to go to some double moves. Double moves doesn't always mean vertically down the field. Double moves when it comes to lateral movement. Show inside routes, go outside, attack the leverage. If they can do those things, they'll be able to get Deebo Samuel back on schedule. They'll be able to get the passing game going and the running game.
Dante Whitner joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What do you think of Denver? Why is their offense struggling so much?
Because it's newly implemented, because they're trying to figure out how to combine what Hackett wants to do along with what Russell Wilson is comfortable doing from Seattle. A few injuries here and there, turnovers in the red zone. But if you look at their yards per game, the passing yards, the running yards, the average per carry, they're up there in the top 10 of the league. It's just the turnovers and being able to execute in the red zone, which is the part of the offense that naturally comes latest, because you need so much trust, so much timing, and everything is sped up down in the red zone. So if they can get those red zone woes together, I think the Denver Broncos are going to have a good football team.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, the other team you're synonymous with is the Bills. They time of possession, number of plays, dominate the Dolphins, but can't win. They don't win. A lot of people have said they're putting too much on Josh Allen. Just too many. He has to run it. He has to throw it. He has to make every decision. He's kind of ball dominant. As a guy who's been on the other side and understands what that's like to attack defensively, what do you think of how much and how often they're using Josh Allen?
I don't think they're using him too much. When you have a talent like Josh Allen who can throw it from anywhere on the field, can run it from anywhere on the field, and can make plays that 99% of quarterbacks can't make, you have to milk him for all he has and all he's worth. And I don't think that it came down to Josh Allen in offense. I think they have so many injuries in Buffalo right now, Micah Hyde being out, a few defensive linemen. They have some young cornerbacks who they were looking for a lot of production from. I think that that's really why the Bills didn't take care of business against the Miami Dolphins. No knock against the Miami Dolphins right now. I think they're playing phenomenal. I think they're a top three team. Mike Daniels, I was with him in Cleveland. I understand the type of brilliant offensive mind that he is. But the Buffalo Bills are still the favorite in the AFC East to me. And once they get healthy, once they get their defense back to where it's supposed to be, I think that they are the favorites along with the Kansas City Chiefs that come out of the AFC.
Why have the Raiders struggled to get Devontae the ball the last 2 weeks?
I think, again, newly implemented players, newly implemented not offense for the rest of the Raiders, but for Devontae Adams. And then you don't have Aaron Rodgers. Man, he was getting 18, 16, 17. They were looking for him 16, 17, 18 times when he was in Green Bay. Now you're not going to get that many opportunities. You just get into this offense to try to move him around, but there's teams that can just key in on you. If you don't have that special relationship with your quarterback like him and Aaron Rodgers had in Green Bay, it's going to be difficult. And when you can't run the ball with maximum efficiency, gash him on the ground, make that extra guy have to be allocated to the box, they're going to keep that safety over the top of you. So until they can figure out those things, I don't know if they're going to have much success in Las Vegas.
We're going to see Tua tonight. They obviously have, between Waddle and Tyreek Hill, they got some ridiculous speed and talent at wide receiver. They're 3-0, and at least two of the wins feel like they're over playoff teams, right? Bills, obviously a playoff team. Ravens, we'll see on the Patriots. But there's still a lot of people going like, he's okay. What do you think?
I think Tua is proving everybody wrong right now. When you go out and get a player of his caliber, the weapons that he need on the outside, the speed, to not only be able to throw the short pass and one of the guys take it long for a touchdown, you can go over the top, have a running game, and then you have a defense that continuously gets you the ball back. I think the sky's the limit for Tua. And a lot of times we judge these young quarterbacks too soon in their career. For example, a lot of people talking about Trey Lance. Well, Trey Lance has really only played 3 years of organized football, and he hasn't played in the NFL, so you can't really expect him to go out there and make high-level plays. You can wish and hope for it, but it's not going to happen. I think with Tua, with all the adversity that he's been through, with Mike Daniels being there, who, you know, is from the Kyle Shanahan tree, the motion shifts, the ability to dictate what the defense plays, and then you know who to manipulate on that defense, I think the sky's the limit for Tua.
Dante, great stuff as always, man. It's going to be fun to watch the game with all your nuggets in the back of our brains kind of rattling around. Dante Whitner, 3-time Pro Bowler. Of course, you can see him with NBC Sports Bay Area. Appreciate you being our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Thanks, Doug. Look forward to talking again.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Dan Beyer, what do you got?
Doug, I am far from the Elias Stats Bureau.
Okay.
But in continuing this Aaron Judge talk, mm-hmm. you know, it's pretty amazing on how many home runs he has compared to second place. And like Kyle Schwarber's 19 home runs behind.
Right. This is like the, again, I understand it's different. This is like the Babe Ruth discussion, right? Like, well, Babe Ruth, he didn't play against anybody whose skin wasn't white. You're right. I have no argument for that one. Okay, but Babe Ruth had more home runs that year than teams did.
Sure.
So, while we'll never have that again, the point, it's like, look, the whole thing all year was, is the ball dead for everybody but Aaron Judge? The answer is yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, Mike Trout is second in the American League with 38 home runs. And, I mean...
Okay, so here's a question. Shohei Ohtani's top four in the league in pretty much every statistical category in pitching and hitting. Who should win the AL MVP?
I think Aaron Judge should. Ooh. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I always thought about this over the last 24 hours. Something else is happening with this home run chase. And I feel that it's...
They're winning.
Yes. And that little dip that they took,
yep.
now it doesn't come into play. Like, there is no, like, the Yankees are limping into the playoffs. And, in fact, them collapsing or maybe not being ready for the playoffs is not even a conversation we're having with less than a week to go in the regular season. And I think that is actually, like, this chase has taken some of the pressure off of the Yankees in terms of how they enter the playoffs.
Sure.
I think there's value.
Well, I mean,
that.
He's been walked so much too. It's like you're starting every inning that he leads off, or any inning, you got a runner on base, right?
Yeah. I mean,
he's been great being judicial with his selection. Oh, see what I did with his pitch selection.
Yes. All rise.
Jason Stewart, AL MVP is who?
Oh, Judge, by a mile, by the way. I'm not going to entertain your Ohtani horse crap.
What do you mean?
He's on a last-place team. These are empty stats.
They're not empty stats?
Against Aaron Judge's Triple Crown numbers. I mean, it's not even close to me. Sorry.
It's not close?
Nope.
Okay, so being a top-five pitcher and a top-five hitter in the same year isn't close?
No. Because what value have you brought to your team? Would they be 60 games out of 500? Or 60 games out of first place if he wasn't on the team?
Yes.
That's my point.
What's your point?
That they're 30 games out of first place now, and they'd be 60. They'd still be in second to last place or last place.
He's got 2.47 ERA.
Yeah, I'm not going to hear any of this.
203 strikeouts. He's... Next to Aaron Judge, he's having the best season as a hitter in the American League. Like, I don't know how you can just completely poo-poo that. Ramos, where are you?
Really quick, I'll tell you in a second, but Kyle Schwarber, by the way, was the representative in the Home Run Derby as the leading home run hitter at the league at the time of the All-Star break, and now he's 19 behind Judge. Yeah. Holy smokes. I would give it to Judge this year, but in the long run, I think Shohei Ohtani's the better player. And it will be proven through the course of the next couple of years.
That's a different argument. Thank you for moving the goalposts on us. I believe I said who should be the AL MVP.
I think Judge should be it this year, yes.
Because of the historic greatness of his
yeah, I agree with you 100% about Shohei Ohtani. I think he does something. When you're top five in pitching and hitting, that is unbelievable. It really is. But, I mean, are you going to give him the award? Because he would deserve the award every year, right, if he continues?
Only if he's top five in both.
Okay.
And no one else is top five in both.
Well,
then, yeah.
I think he'll come in second, but I think it's going to be close. How about this? It'll be closer than Jason says it will be. I think that will be the case.
I'm going to copyright a phrase that I'm going to use for the next 8 weeks until MVP is announced. Shohei, no way.
What are you, Rob Parker? Shohei, no way, no how. You going to block me on Twitter too? Is that what you're going to do? Is that what we're doing?
Hasta la vista.
All right, what else you got, Dan Byer?
According to CBS Sports, the Associated Press is looking into changing how they vote for the NFL's most valuable player. Previously, the 50 voters would name one person that they feel should be the NFL MVP, and that's it. That's also why Russell Wilson has not received any MVP votes, because they don't put down five names and give a sliding scale of points. But that version that I just mentioned, which is done in the NBA, could be coming to the NFL and the Associated Press, as that would be the change the AP would look to make.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
You ever do anything dangerous?
No, Doug. Is that a...
Me too. I did that too. That's pretty dangerous. Did that too.
He's such a... Oh, man.
Sub is spicy.
Oh, that... Yes, that's right. I'm sorry. Completely went over my head.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Congratulations, by the way, to the Toronto Blue Jays. I should have mentioned this. They have clinched a playoff berth, getting one of the wild cards after the Orioles fell to Boston today.
Toronto Blue Jays, when they wear the lighter, like the powder, the baby blue, great uniforms. Great uniforms. When I think of Toronto Blue Jays, I think of Cito Gaston. I don't know. Maybe it's because that's like his name was so unique. And they won a World Series on Joe Carter's home run.
Right.
But I like me some Cito.
I told
Gaston.
You guys, first game I ever went to, Blue Jays Brewers, Milwaukee Byer. County Stadium, Dave Steeb on the bump.
Dave Steeb.
Yes.
Dave Steeb.
Tom Hankey in the pen.
By the way, Cito Gaston, Tom Hankey, 78 years old.
Wow. Right.
Clarence Edwin Cito.
Okay.
Gaston.
That's the
press. Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Is Cito normally the nickname for Clarence? That's a great question, right? Right. There's, John is Jonathan, right? Dan is Daniel, although it could be Dan sometimes. Doug is Douglas. Jason is, Jason. Yeah, just Jason. Pod coming up. We got a list. We got picks on tonight's game, plus our picks, our five NFL picks, and then we'll re-rack them for tomorrow's 5 and 5. I like the Bengals and the under tonight. The Bengals and the under. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.